The Selling Edge by Michael Levakov. Preface. This book emphasizes the specific skills that will be required by business-to-business salespeople over the next decade. Throughout this book, I will refer to a top performer, TP, and an average performer, AP. These salespeople are composites of the many people, male and female, whom I have known and observed in my business career. They may be selling fiber optic products, electronic cash registers, or payment processing systems. They may be located in New York, Boston, or San Francisco. I will also make occasional reference to systems selling. Success in systems selling, much like consultative, aka benefit and or added value selling, depends on one's ability to sell solutions to business problems, not product service features. The techniques used in systems selling can be applied to many business-to-business sales situations, from turnkey software packages and computer systems to the sale of advertising, engineering, accounting services, and medical or electronic equipment. Selling cycles can be long, sometimes longer than a year. The examples used come from personal experience or from the experiences of my peers. Names have been changed to protect the privacy of individuals. However, I have worked for and with some of the companies mentioned and considered it important to retain those company names for credibility's sake. Introduction. Pick up any newspaper or magazine, and the headlines tell the same story. Restructuring, downsizing. For most, a leaner structure means not only increased workload, but also diminished chances for promotion and the frustration that fosters. Footnote 1. Carol Heimowitz, when firms cut out middle managers, those at top and bottom often suffer. The Wall Street Journal, April 5, 1990, page B1. Firms' values seem to shift as lean and mean wins, big happy corporate family loses. Footnote 2. Alan Murray and David Wessel, torrent of job cuts shows human toll of recession goes on. The Wall Street Journal, December 12, 1991, page A1. Many industries are restructuring top to bottom to shed debt, to adjust to a new era of low defense spending, and to meet tougher competition in the global marketplace of the 1990s. Footnote 3. Robert A. Rankin, Stable Rates Mask Broader Crisis. The Denver Post, February 23, 1992, page 3H. Overwork. Blame it on the brutally competitive economy that forces us to take on heavier workloads. Footnote 4.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?